same time. Is he listening to me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Smart?
Yes, sir.
Okay, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Joseph Edward Smart, 280058.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Oregon Board of Executive Tenancy this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I'm an analyst for a board member that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Lee Thomas, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who was our board chairman, as the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the board for the panel here today. Also in the room, we have to have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. The plan of this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. You remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you going to represent yourself today?
Represent myself today, sir.
Okay, I'm going to swear you to Mr. Westby in at this time, so you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do so firm.
Yes, I swear.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms, conditions, and the community supervision have been violated, and in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. The allegation is a violation of Illinois Division of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1412 West Vogel Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, honored by January 29, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, so based on the list of Mr. Smart, I'm going to move to find the reason delinquent as violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, sir, as we get ready to move into phase two, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information and then we'll get back to you, so just stay on the phone and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On January 24th, 2018, Mr. Smart was released from DOC. He was arrested February 16th, 2018 by Phoenix PD when they were called for a trespassing call. No charges were filed. He was back in DOC custody February 16th, 2018 with an adjusted CDCD of May 14th, 2018, 18 absconding. Current conviction, 2016, shoplifting, 2 years. Prior conviction, 2013, burglary, second degree, 2.5 years. 2013, escape, third degree, 1 year. This is his second term DOC. CUIR score, 5.5, mental health score, 3, substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015, TIS release of absconder, 18 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations have been significant, with drugs, alcohol, and staff assault noted. All arrest and record resulted in charges either being not filed or dismissed. This community risk score is a G5B6.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Smart, we have a brief summary of your case supervision. When you were released, you were approved for 1412 West Vogel Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. But on January 29th, 2018, you left without the approval of your parole officer. Where did you go, sir?
To a friend's house.
Okay. And then why didn't you just get a hold of the PO and ask me if you could go there for a day or 2 minutes?
I just was irresponsible about it, and I didn't go about it the right way.
Okay. You weren't out all that long, but did you have any employment?
No, sir.
Okay. And you referred to task labs around code analysis, and you had a code unit. It had not been called by the time you absconded, so there was no new ways. Do you do drugs or alcohol, sir?
Just marijuana.
Okay. You have a marijuana card?
No, sir.
Okay. So were you using marijuana while you were absconding?
No.
Okay. So no addictions to meth or anything like that?
No.
Well, that's good. Those can be really, really bad. So, when you get released, or whether we vote to release you back in the police division, or when you've ended your sentence in May, do you have family to stay with, or are you going to go stay with a friend? What's your plan?
I have a sister that I can go stay with, or a brother that I can go stay with.
Okay. And do you have a trade or profession, or?
No.
No. Well, you're still, well, it's a very young, but well, you're still young. You have plenty of time to learn something. And there's a lot of things picking up in the economy, so regardless of when you get out, we will wish you luck finding work and be as productive. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you at this time. No question. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. And what we'd like to do before we go into the discussion to make a determination is we'd like to allow you to have an opportunity to get a final statement. We just ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us. We've been in brief conversations, but now's the time to tell us anything you think might be pertinent to help us make a decision. And so, one more time.
I just wanted to say that it was irresponsible what I did, but in no way, shape, or form was I out there doing the same thing that I did before to land me in prison. When I got stopped by the police, I didn't run from the police. I didn't catch any new charges. I cooperated with what they were, the whole thing, every question that they asked me, I gave it to them. I wasn't trying to necessarily run from parole. I just made a dumb decision, and I didn't tell my PO that I was changing my address. And I've been here for 47 days. And I mean, I want to get out there and continue my life. I don't want to sit here and do this anymore. But yeah, I made an irresponsible decision, and I feel like I personally, I'd like to complete parole, but I've never done that. So that's something that I would like to do. But other than that, that's really all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going to be in discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we know, but we ask you to stay on the phone. You can say everything that you have to say. We'll come to a meeting loss. Once we make a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're in our discussion. This is it is an unfortunate situation. It seems like Mr. Smart actually wants to move forward with his life without having to worry about DOC or criminal charges and everything, but he made that bad decision when he was out on release. And unfortunately, with the 18 days of scam and not really knowing what he was doing, I'm not seeing any of those good candidates in return to the situation at this time, but he's got a little over a month left in the end of his sentence, and he will be able to continue to write it out, shackles from the DOC, and hopefully, remain a productive citizen and remain outside of the system. I mean, this is a discussion for me and other fellow board members. Okay, based on all the information, number 2018W0397, Mr. Smart's testimony and information from DLC in our discussion. I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Smart as if the labor violated term condition of supervision and had an answer with not the lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Smart, we've voted to revoke your community supervision at this time, and please don't take that as a negative. It's the absconding is what we're really most objectionable to at this time. But you've got a little more than a month left, and you'll be done with your sentence and done with Department of Corrections, and unless you have to work for a job, you probably never wear another orange t-shirt in your life, at least we hope so. And thank you very much for your honesty and candidness, and we do appreciate that. And that's one of the things that indicates that you're probably going to be successful this time in being out there. You just have to keep your, as they used to say, keep your nose to the grindstone and you'll be successful.
Yes, sir.
All right. Just one thing, sir. Could you put the CO3 on the phone, please?
Yes, sir.